بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. وقال تعالى: وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة، صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, the cherisher, the merciful one, the gracious one. Peace and greetings be upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our ultimate goal in life should be to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ultimate goal in life should be to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make sure that Allah is razi with us. To make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. The doors of Jannah can never open for anyone but for that person who holds that certificate of excellence. Certificate of excellence, certificate of Raza Mandi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that individual. Allah has mentioned in His beautiful kalam, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. If Allah is pleased with you, after Iman there is no greater ni'mat than this ni'mat that Allah gives an individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Zumar, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. And for those who are God-fearing, who are muttaqeen, who are Allah-conscious, they will be driven into paradise in groups. جماعت کی شکل میں ان کو جنت میں داخل کر دیا جائے گا. حَتَّى اِذَا جَاؤُهَا. When they come close to the gates of Jannah, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. The malaika, in honor of those entering Jannah, they will open the gates in front of them. It's like when an honorable person, ustaz, a muhaddis, a great sheikh, when he is coming through the masjid, passing through the masjid door, there is someone there to open up the doors for that individual. And the malaika will be there, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. In the verse before, Allah has mentioned فُتِحَتْ. And here we have a wow, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. And they will open up the doors of that individual, of that group that will go into Jannah. And the angels will salute them and greet them and will say to them, Salamun, Salamun alaykum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Peace be to you. Peace be with you. Tibtum. You are pure. You are the pure ones. Tumne zindagi dunya mein paakizgi wali guzari. Fadkhuluha. Enter into Jannah khalideen. And nobody will take you out from this Jannah. It is eternal. You will remain in Jannah hamesha hamesha ke liye, eternally, permanently. No one will drive you out from Jannah. Once you enter Jannah, that is it. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we work hard in this dunya to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, a lot of the Muslimin, mu'mineen, have not understood their responsibility. And we have divided the rules and the laws of Islam. And everything is fragmented. We pick and choose. If it is against our nafs, we turn away. And if it is pleasing to the nafs, we walk forward to it and we accept that as part of deen. We pick and choose. A lot of people feel that we have performed our salah as if though by performing salah their responsibility has been discharged from them. Or we have given charity and that is sufficient. Or we have performed hajj. One hajj, two hajj, and three hajj. Itkum minan nar. We have that certificate of Jannah and freedom from Jahannam. And we fast in the month of Ramadan, and that is enough. This attitude, this is a corrupt thinking, this is a fundamental mistake. Subhanallah al-Azim, when we ponder upon the verses of the Quran in the fifth para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His beautiful kalam, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Allah has made it compulsory that you worship none but Allah. You give zakat, it is for the pleasure of Allah. You fast, it is for the pleasure of Allah. You establish salah, it is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You go for hajj, it is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ubudiyat is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this ayat kareema, the very next words, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Hafiz sahab, kya hai? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ احسانًا. Hafiz sahab tarawih parane wale the na yahan par. InshaAllah, in that sal. Theek hai? Ji. Wabil walidaini ihsana. With the ubudiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and Allah has made it compulsory that you display good character to your parents. Walidain ke saath husne suluk kiya jaye. To show respect to your fellow human beings and to give the rights to your fellow human beings. And when we look at respecting to the fellow human beings, the first category is walidain. Walida or walid sahab. They are up there and no one holds a greater position than the mother and father. Subhanallah. We have heard this hadith so many times that for many this hadith is committed to memory and they know it off heart. Hafiz ban gaye is hadith mubarak ke. Al jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that jannat is under the feet of your mother. A man came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma haqqul walidain. What is the rights of my parents over me that I have to carry out? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at that individual and said to that sahabi, Huma jannatuka wa naruka. Your mother is your jannah, your father is your jannah, or your mother is your jahannam, or your father is your jahannam. Jannat and jahannam. If you obey your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you jannah. And if you disobey your parents, you will be pushed into jahannam. Pushed into jahannam. Even if you have a lot of faraiz at hand, even if you have nawafil with you, even if you have sadaqat with you, even if you have performed hajj, even if you fast in the month of Ramadan regularly, saal ke upar saal aap roza rakhte, but you disobey your parents, subhanallah al-azim, there is no gunah, major sin, greater than this gunah. Some of the ulama have mentioned that after shirk billah, it is uququl walidain, nafirmani of your mother and father, disobeying your parents. Huma jannatuka wa naruka, you obey them, that is the passage to Jannah. And you disobey them, then that will take you to Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. When is the last time, my respected brothers and elders, we have lifted up our hands and have dedicated just 5 minutes of our dua time for our parents? Sidke dil ke saath, with full honesty, just 5 minutes dedicated to the parents. Oh Allah, give my mother and father good health and wealth. Allah be razi with them. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. When did we do this dua for our parents? Wallahi lazim, whatever we are, it is due to the dua and the barakat of our parents. It is the dua of the mother, it is the dua of the father that we have what we have today, the maqam and the status. For Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, one of the signs of Qiyamah is أَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمُّهُ. غور سے سنیں. أَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمُّهُ. A person will obey his wife at the cost of displeasure to the mother. He will listen to his wife even though the mother is naraz of him. Now for the mothers and sisters listening at home, they don't have to get naraz at me here. Subhanallah. Islam is about balance. But the subject today is about huquq of walidain, parents. The husband will listen to the wife and he will turn his face away from the mother. One of the great signs of Qiyamah. The same mother that looked after you, she would wake up in the night, take care of you. When you would cry, she would take you to another room, look after you. If you were ill, she would be with you, take you to the surgery, take you to the hospital, look after you. Your mother and your father were with you all the time. And now you are strong and healthy. 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20, independent. And you live in England. So after 16, 18, you have all the rights. You are independent, you are an adult. You can do what you want. Today, if the father was to slap his child, it is child abuse. So according to the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when your child is 7 years of age, make sure he has this habit of coming to the masjid. Obviously that child should be instructed and looked after and supervised by the father. It is not a playground that he is coming to. He is coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and parents are responsible. So if the father was to slightly touch him or slap him, that would be child abuse according to the law of this country. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, a time will come when that individual will listen to his partner and will turn his gaze away from the parents, mother and father. وَعَقَّ أُمُّهُ اور وَالِدَا کی نافرمانی کرے گا. He will be disobedient to the mother. He won't have time to see and sit with the mother. He won't have time to eat with the mother. ایک وقت وہ تھا that the mother would say, oh my child, you are traveling out of the city, when you come back it will be very late. Remember, when you come back home, give me a missed call, ring me. I will not sleep until I know that you have reached home with safety. That mother we have forgotten today. And father. Jaise abba ka haq hai, amma ka haq hai, amma ka haq hai, abba ka bhi haq. Wa aqsa wa adna sadiqahu wa aqsa abah. And he will draw his friends closer to him, and he will push his father away from him. So if someone was to introduce him, if the father was to say that this is my son, the son will be embarrassed. The son will not want to be introduced by the father. He would wish someone who is qualified, a doctor or a solicitor, or bahut bara aadmi, dunyadar, maldar aadmi, a businessman, he says, oh, so and so is that person. He will not invite his father in his majlis. The friends come first and then the father. These are the signs of Qiyamah, my respected brothers and elders. A lot of us have beards. A lot of us have amama on the heads. A lot of us have jubba, kurta. A lot of us, alhamdulillah, perform salah. We have miswak, we obey the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But when it comes to relationship with our parents, only that individual himself knows his condition. What is my ta'alluq with my parents? Have I changed after my nikah? What is my attitude with my father? How do I speak to him? How do I look at him? When do I take time out to sit with him? Subhanallah al-Azim. And the youth that are growing up in this society, they have this tendency of doing ghibat of their own father with their friends. Oh, my father, aliyazu billah, oh, my father is stupid. Maine ye baat khud suni hai, isliye main keh raha hu. Oh ji, mera abba to pagal hai. Oh, meri walida to aisi hi hai. You know, as they age, they become silly. Zehni tawazun khatam ho jata hai. They become insane. Subhanallah. And we follow the satanic trend that is out there. And we don't even have manners how to speak in front of them, how to greet them. In fact, a lot of us don't even do assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to our parents, to the mother. A sahabi came to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Prophet of Allah, I have carried my mother for 6 hours in intense heat. Sorry, for 6 miles in intense heat of the desert. 6 miles carried her. And it was so hot, that if a piece of meat was to be thrown down on the ground, it would roast immediately. And I had carried my walida, my mother, for 6 miles in that manner. Has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolved me from my responsibility? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at that sahabi and said to him that when you were in the stomach of your mother and that one turn that you took in the womb of your mother, just one turn, wo bachcha ghumta hai maa ke pet mein, that one turn that you took in the womb of your mother, even that much of responsibility you have not discharged. You are comparing your responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put upon you of respecting your mother and father, and you think that because you have carried your mother for 6 miles, that is enough. It is not even equivalent to that one turn that you took when you were in the stomach of your mother. Ma aur baap ka itna haq hai dosto aur buzurgo. One sahabi rasool was walking, Huzur alayhi salatu was salam saw him from a distance. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to that sahabi and said to that sahabi that this person walking in front of you, who is he? And the sahabi said that he is my father. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that sahabi, he is your father and you are in front of him, walking in front of him. Let me guide you, let me inform you of the honor and the maqam and the status that Allah has given your father. Three things Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that sahabi. Don't raise your voice in front of your father. Today some of the phone calls that I receive and some of the letters, there was this one mother complaining that the son hits her. The mother is powerless. She can't say anything to that child. The son is beating up the mother. Aur fir ek budhi aurat thi, budhi aurat. She actually showed me the bruises on her hands. And she said to me, this is what my son does to me. This is how my son handles me. A Muslima, an old lady. She showed me the bruises. I said, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Aur us bande ko bhi main janta tha. Kya kahun aapko main? It was difficult for me to even believe and imagine that that person who I know could do something like that. An old lady, and when someone's old, if you touch the lady, Ameen ki tarah haath chhu le to fir to bahut zyada bruise ho jaye. Lekin ek burhi aurat ho, halka sa chhuna ho tab bhi nishan par jaye. Subhanallah. From the outset, outside it is something else, and inside it is something else. Outside, this man portrays himself to be Junaid Baghdadi, that there is no one greater than me. Outside, this man portrays himself to be a very pious man, praying salat in the first saf, giving a lot of charity, going for umrah, performing hajj, reciting the Quran. But ask the family members, and the wife will tell you who that man is, and the mother will tell you who that man is, and the father will tell you the haqiqat of that individual, and the children will tell you who the father is. Subhanallah, my respected brothers and elders, who are we? And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ مَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. O insan, meditate and look into yourself. Who are you? Tumhari haqeeqat kya hai? Subhanallah. And Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that sahabi, don't raise your voice in front of your father. Today a child will stand in front of the father and will argue in front of the mother. The mother says, no, we don't want to go there. You should not do this. And there will be this argument. The mother has to argue with the child for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, explaining everything. And the children are brainwashed. In school. Sahi maano mein aapko keh deta hoon, mere azizo. Corruption starts from the school. Kuffaron ke beech mein rehkar phir insaan kya seekhta hai? Subhanallah. Is Isa alayhi salatu was salam the son of God? This young child, Muslim child, came and he was questioning me. This is what my friends tell me. A young child. And this is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has instructed us that when the child is born, quickly, don't waste time. Speak in his ears the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said to that sahabi, don't raise your voice in front of your father. Don't even walk in front of him. Don't walk in front of him. Don't raise your voice. And don't call him by his name. Baze log hote, mohabbat mein, pyar mein bhi ammi ka naam le lete. Ji, oh Khadija, it's your phone. This is not right also. It is against the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was a man who was murdered in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the people of Banu Israel came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and said to this great Nabi of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, we want to know who the murderer is. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam lifted up his hands and Allah revealed to him, Inna Allaha ya'murukum an tazbahu bakara. Say to the people that they are to slaughter a cow and to take out one portion of the cow and strike it on the body of that dead person, and that dead person will become alive and he will tell you who the murderer is. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said this to Banu Israel, they said to Musa alayhi salam, Atattakhiduna huzua? O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, are you mocking with us? Aap humara mazak kar rahe? Qala a'udhu billah. I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mockery with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the hukam of Allah. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do as you are told. And they said to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, give us more information of this cow. And Allah revealed, La faridun wa la bikr awanun bayna dhalik. The cow should not be old in age, not very young, middle-aged. Awanun bayna dhalik. Faf'alu ma tu'marun. Do as you are told. But Banu Israel were Banu Israel, crooked people, too much questions, too many questions. And they said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what do you mean by a cow that is middle-aged? Give us more information. And Allah made it even more difficult. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ safra, فَاقِعُ اللَّوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّازِرِينَ. Now the color of the cow should be yellow, striking yellow. Ab yellow cow, aapne dekhi hai kisi ne? Aapne dekhi hai kisi ne? Anybody? Yellow cow, conspicuous to the eyes, striking color. فَاقِعُ اللَّوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّازِرِينَ. And they searched and searched for this one cow. Difficult to find. They came back to Musa alayhi salam. إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنَّا إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ. Then they put their heads down and then they say, Inshallah. And they say, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, more information, please help us. Musa alayhi salam lifts up his hands. And Allah reveals to him, قَالَ إِنَّهُ بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُصِيرُ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا تَسْقِي الْحَرْثِ مُسَلَّمَةٌ لَا شِيَةَ فِيهَا. And this cow should be a cow that has not been used for farming purposes and free from blemish. مُسَلَّمَةٌ لَا شِيَةَ فِيهَا. And they said to Musa alayhi salam, الْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ. Now you speak the truth, O Musa alayhi salam. Imagine the difficulty that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through. Imagine the difficulty that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through. Imagine the difficulty that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through. Imagine the difficulty that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through. Imagine when Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam went to Suq Uqaz and he said to the Meccans, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُونَ. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and salvation is for you. And بَدْبَخْ the kuffar would spit on the auspicious face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The difficulty that Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam have to go through. فَذَبَحُوهَا وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. And they look for this animal, this one cow. Respected brothers, it is said that in a very remote area, pata nahi jangalon mein kisi jagah mein koi wahan pahuncha hoga. In a very remote area, there was one young boy who had one cow, and that cow had the most perfect description, closest description to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Banu Israel came in a group to that young boy. And they looked at the cow and they said, yes, color yellow hai, jawan hai. The description is there. And they said to this young boy, we want to buy this cow. And this boy was poor. Garib miskeen admi tha. He said to Banu Israel that I don't want to sell this cow. Banu Israel said that, look, we are desperate. You have to sell us this cow. He says, no, I don't want to sell this cow. I am not in that position to sell this cow. And Banu Israel said to that young boy, we are prepared to pay you whatever amount you want. Taking that opportunity that comes, and they say, strike while the iron's hot, isn't it? He says, you are prepared to give me any amount? They said, yes. He said, well, I will have to weigh the cow, and equivalent to its weight, I want gold coins. Equivalent to the weight of that cow, I want gold coins. And they were desperate people. Yahudi the, paisa to bahut tha inke paas, chanda kiya hoga, gold bahut zyada, chanda karke bacche ke samne rakh diya. Give us the cow and this is your gold coins. Subhanallah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tu'til mulka man tasha. He gives kingdom wealth to whom he wills. 1 minute a person is miskeen, the other minute he becomes a king, maldar. I said to our chairman Ibrahim Polat Sam, he's not here, I don't know, is Ibrahim here? Mushtaq? I said, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was given control over the winds. Sulaiman alayhi salam was given control over the winds. And Allah give jazai khair to Ibrahim bhai. There's a lot of khidmat of the masjid and the other brothers also. And Ibrahim bhai has been given, mashallah, control over the temperature of Masjid Umar. So in Taraweeh he has that remote control and he has to satisfy everyone, bichare. So after 4 rakats when you hear this noise, it's actually hamare Ibrahim bhai trying to satisfy everyone. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had conquered the winds and he would say, now I want that wind to go there and this wind to blow in this direction. And someone says it's very hot, someone says it's very cold. How are you going to satisfy everyone? Bara mushkil kaam hota. And gold coins were given to that individual. Tu'til mulka man tasha wa tanzi'ul mulka mimmat tasha wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tuzillu man tasha. A man, a boy who only owned one cow became a cattle farmer overnight. cattle farmer. He became a millionaire overnight. And the reason why I mention this story in front of you, it is recorded in the books of Tafsir, that this young boy was obedient to the mother. And he would spend much of his time with the mother, looking after the mother and doing khidmat of his mother. And the barakat of looking after the mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wealth. Today we want to invest. Today the mother phones, "Beta, are you coming?" "Oh mother, I can't come. Where am I? Where are you?" "I'm in the Far East, Indonesia, Malaysia mein tijarat kar raha hun." "Where are you?" "I'm in China, I can't come." Which barakat are we looking for? When the mother is calling you, phoning you, "Kabhi tum aao," "Ji, I can't come." The mother is saying, "Will you come?" "He hasn't got time, he is busy with his job, he is busy with his children, he is out with his friends on a holiday." What barakat will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you? Or give us? If we turn our faces away from our parents. Agar barakat dhundna ho to walida ki khidmat karni hai. Agar barakat dhundna ho to walid ki khidmat karni hai. To look after them. This is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the hukam of the Quran. وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Such is the honor, my respected brothers, that even a glance to look at the face of your mother and father, it is ibadat. To look at the face of your mother and father, it is ibadat. To look at the face of Kaaba, it is ibadat. To look at the face of the Quran, it is ibadat. To look at the water of Zamzam, it is ibadat. And to look at the face of an alim, it is also ibadat. But meri tarah gunahgar aadmi nahi, dusre jo hamare akabirin hain. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith, "Man nazara ila walidayhi nazra rahma kataballahu bikulli nazratin hajjan mabruratan," aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Every time the child looks at the face of mother or father, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the reward of one hajj. Subhanallah, boli. Hajj mabrur. Just by looking at the face of your mother and father. One sahabi said, "If we look at the mother and father in our 24 hours 100 times, mi'a marra, will Allah reward us of 100 hajj, hajjan mabrura?" Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Naam, Allahu Akbar wa atyab." For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no shortage. Ke ji Allah ke khazane mein koi kami ho jayegi. Even if you look at your mother 100 times, Allah will give you that reward. So my young friends that are here, it is the fundamental duty that we understand and recognize the status of our parents. And even the adults that are here. Alhamdulillah, if our parents are hayat, make sure we do their khidmat. Speak to them, go to them, sit with them, ask them, look after them. They are our jannat. And if we disobey them, may Allah save us. In the hadith it comes, they can also be your jahannam. Before I conclude, one hadith comes to mind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of three adults who spoke when they were in the cradle. One of them was Juraij. With regards to Juraij, in the story of Juraij, Juraij was a pious man in Banu Israel. He kept aloof from people, isolated himself. Aap yun samjhe, jaise hum kehte, ek monk us zamane mein, in his own monastery. And he was famous and well known for his ibadat, and that he was the wali of his time. And Huzur alayhi salatu was salam has taken his name in the hadith, And Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that there was a man in Banu Israel whose name was Juraij. And he would never come down from his monastery, always engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day the mother came to see Juraij. فَجَاءَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَدَعَتْهُ. And the mother came and she climbed up where Juraij was in his room. فَدَعَتْهُ. And the mother said, Ya Juraij, Ya Juraij. And Juraij was in his salah. In his salah, Juraij is thinking, أُجِيبُهَا أَوْ أُسَلِّي. أُجِيبُهَا أَوْ أُسَلِّي. Do I continue in my salah or do I respond to my mother? Dekhiye na namaz ki halat mein. Today we haven't got time for our parents when we are busy in hubbud dunya, the love of dunya. And here we talk about a child who is in salat. Ujibuha aw usalli. Do I respond to her or do I continue in my salah? And he continued in his salah. He did not respond to the mother. The mother went away. The next day the mother came again. Allah ki shan. She came at the same time. Again Juraij was in his salah. And she said, Ya Juraij. And he was in his salah. Again in his mind he is thinking, Ujibuha aw usalli. Should I respond or should I continue? And he again continued in his salat, ignored the mother. The mother went away. The third day the mother came again. Same time, same scenario. And she said, Ya Juraij. And he was busy in his salat, engaged. And he ignored the mother. Now for the third time the mother was very angry. Maa ki dua bhi kaam aa jaye, maa ki bad dua bhi insaan ko khatam kar deti hai. Now the mother lifted up her hands and said, Ya Allah, this is my son Juraij. I come to him three times and I say, Ya Juraij, Ya Juraij, he ignores me. Allahumma, O my Allah, la tumithu, don't give him death, hatta turiyahu وُجُوهُ الْمُومِسَاتِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That don't give death to my child until he sees the face of despicable, unchaste ladies, adulterous women. چہرے کو دیکھ لے. This is the baddua the mother gave and she went away. It is said after many years, when a lot of things had changed in the area where Juraij was, there was this lady who was known for her beauty and charm. Bahut zyada khubsurat thi. And she would challenge the people, the women there, that I am so beautiful that I can trap any man, any man. And she had this power. With a charm she would beguile the men folks in her area. And Allahu Akbar, the fitna of women is extremely dangerous. A person can succumb to the temptations that are out there. Unless that man is muttaqi, unless he is Allah conscious. And even Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was tested. And he said, Inna kayda kunna azim, in the story of Zalikha. And she was so beautiful that she was confident. And in her majlis she would say that to the men folks and the women that were there. Whatever you challenge me, I am so beautiful that any man would come to me. And so someone said that any man would come to you, but I think there is one man who will never come to you, that is Juraij, the wali of the town. Hazrat Juraij will not come to you. And this was a challenge for this lady. And she said, I am so beautiful. Kabhi kabhi aurat ko bahut zyada khumari hoti hai apni khubsurti par. And they say, beauty is only skin deep. At chehre ko dekhe, when someone was 20 years, and look at the photo when he is 30, and look at the photo when he is 40, and look at the photo when he is 50. And you will see the changes. Allahu allazi khalaqakum min du'fin, summa ja'ala min ba'di du'fin quwwatan wa shayba, yakhluqu ma yasha. And that is why the most nurani people are the Muslimin. Most nurani people. Billahi lazim. And you see them, that they have nur on their faces, and this nur is due to the iman that Allah has given them. And she took up this challenge. And she said, what is Juraij? Juraij is nothing to me. She went to the monastery, the hermitage where he was living, isolated himself. And she went up to the room of Juraij. Juraij was there doing the zikr of Allah. For many years, he did not come down from his monastery. And this lady, dressed up semi-nude, and said to Juraij, Juraij, come to me, look at my beauty. You are a man and I am a woman. Who is here? Nobody is here. You have desire, I have desire. Come to me. And this will be a secret between me and you, no one else. And Juraij looked at that lady one glance and turned away. Pehli nazar kya hai? Bole bole. Bole ji, aap to aise sufi ban gaye ke jaise hum to kabhi gunah karte hi nahi. MashaAllah, Masjid Umar wale bade sufi. MashaAllah, Aji sahab got experience. Pehli nazar, natural nahi, muaf hai. Kya hai? Unintentionally aapki nazar. Wa nazratu sani alayk. And if someone says, if he looks and that's it, his eyes are just in one direction. And someone said that if you look at someone and just say subhanallah at the beauty and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is shaitan playing with the mind. Shaitan playing with the mind. It is like some of the ladies, they say, oh Mauli sahab, we don't wear scarf, we don't wear the jabba that ladies wear, but our dil asaf. What do they say? You see these pardewaris, they wear parda, they cover the eyes, face, everything, but they look at everybody. But we are pak and saf, though we don't wear the jabba and the parda, but we don't even have scarf on, but we are pak and saf. Khud ki guarantee. Khud ki guarantee. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq ne apni guarantee nahi di. And he would cry and he would say, I wish I was a single hair of a mu'min. I wish I was a single hair of a mu'min. And there she is. And Juraij turned away. And she took offense to that. That pride that she had, that she can take on any man in her control. And she ran down from the monastery. And there was a shepherd living close by, someone who was close to this lady. And she had illicit relationship. Jaldi jaldi mein waqia khatam karta hoon. And she conceived a child from that shepherd. And then she went back to her locality, and when that child was born, when people said to her that, who is the father of this child? This lady taking revenge of Juraij, the Wali of Banu Israel at that time, she said that this child belongs to Juraij. And the father is Juraij. Ab awamun nas to pata hai na aapko, ek minute upar aur ek minute niche. And they said, the father of this baby is Juraij. And Juraij is playing fools with us. He has become the Wali and does the zikr. And this is how he deceives us. And a group from the locality went to the monastery with their sticks. And they demolished his monastery and humiliated him and manhandled him and put him on a donkey in one riwayat. And he was taken street by street on that donkey. And Juraij would look down only, the eyes were dropped down. Until he came to one area, جہاں پر یہ زنات, where these adulterous women were staying. And when he came to that area, he lifted up his face to look at the women there. And the people of the locality said to Juraij, Juraij, we took you street by street, but your gaze was down, and now when we take you to this area, where you are supposed to put your gaze down, you lift up your head, and you want to see everyone. And he looked at the locality, and he said that my mother has passed away, but this is the baddua of my mother, the curse of my mother, that is materializing. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made my condition that I have to look at the women, the zunat that are there. And he looked down again, and then they took him back, and that lady was there. And he looked at that lady, aur ye Allah ke wali the, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects that individual who has that taqwa. It was an accusation. So Juraij now walks up to that lady with the baby that she was carrying in her hands. And he said to the people that were around that this is my baby, so give this baby to me. And he got hold of that baby and lifted that baby facing the people. And he poked that child on the stomach. And Juraij said to the baby that tell me, Ya Ghulam, O child, Man Abuka, tell me who is your father. Tell me who is your father. And this is what Huzur alayhi salatu was salam has mentioned in the hadith, that three people spoke when they were in that state of infancy, bacche hi the, and one of them was the baby in the story of Juraij. And the other one was Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam. He says, Inni Abdullah Atani al-Kitab. And this child spoke out and said that Juraij is not my father. My father is so and so shepherd that lives in that area. And only then the community was remorseful, and they came crying to Juraij and said to Juraij that we will build you your monastery in gold. Sone ki ek jagah tumhare liye banayenge. And Juraij said no. My respected brothers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this in the hadith so that we take heed. A wali of Allah was not saved from the baddua of the mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. For those who are married, alhamdulillah, the wives also have honor and a maqam and status, and respect must also be given to them. But at the same time, one must not even forget the parents. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam has said, if you want to know if Allah is happy with you, if Allah is pleased with you, then go and ask your father, Abba ji, aap humse razi hai? If your father says, I am happy with you, O my son, then Allah is pleased with you. وَسَخْتُ الرَّبِّي فِي سَخْتِ الْوَالِدِي. And if your father says that I am naraz and angry with you, then Allah is naraz with you. Hazrat Alqama radiyallahu ta'ala an as-sahabi of Rasulullah, Hazrat Bilal was standing there and he was breathing his last. And the companions are saying to Hazrat Alqama, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. O Alqama, say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And the words were not coming out from the mouth. This was difficult for the companions to imagine. And some of them, Hazrat Ali said to Hazrat Bilal, go to Huzur alayhi salam and inform him that Alqama is in his last stage and he is finding it difficult to utter the words of Shahada. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam said to Hazrat Bilal, go to the family members of Alqama and see who is alive. They came to the family members, only one mother was alive. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam said to Hazrat Bilal, call that old lady to me, Hazrat Alqama's mother. And the mother came to Huzur alayhi salatu was salam. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the mother of Alqama that How is your relationship with Alqama? And she said, Ya Rasulullah, Alqama is an excellent worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All night he stays awake and does the ibadat. He reads tahajjud. During the daytime he is fasting. Any money that comes to him, dirham and dinar, he gives it to charity. But in spite of all these good characters of hukukullah that is inside him, I am naraz, I am angry with my son, Alqama. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam says, if you are angry, then there is no problem. He said to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, that get some sticks and put it on top of Alqama and burn Alqama alive. And when the mother heard this, she started to cry, Ya Rasulullah, you will burn my son in front of me whilst I am hayat. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam said to the mother, it is better that we burn him in this dunya than his burning in the hereafter in Jahannam. And Huzur alayhi salatu was salam took qasam on the name of Allah, and he said to this old lady that there is no najat of Alqama until you make him maaf, until you become razi with your son. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah is my witness that now I am happy with my son. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam said to Hazrat Bilal, there is a possibility that due to that shame that I am in front of this old lady, she might have said yes. She might not have forgiven her son from the heart. Go and see what is the condition of Alqama. The minute she said, Maine apne bacche ko maaf kar diya, it is said there, Hazrat Alqama was reciting the Shahada, the words of Kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. My respected brothers, follow Islam in its entirety. We are not to pick and choose. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kafatan. Enter into the ahkam of Islam, into the laws of Islam in its entirety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. Ya Allah, humari is majlis ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, jitne log yahan par baithe hue hai, Ya Allah, inko qabool farma. Ya Allah, humari sunne ko qabool farma, bolne ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, is mehfil mein, majlis mein, ghar mein koi bimar ho, Ya Allah, sab ko shifa de. Ya Allah, sab ko shifa de. Jiski jo pareshani ho, Ya Allah, us pareshani ko dur farma. Ya Allah, Ramadan ke mahine mein hame taufeeq de de. Hum nek aamal mein mashghool ho jaye. Ya Allah, ek lamhe ki hum qadr kare. Ya Allah, tera ehsaan e shukr hai, Ya Allah, tune hame zindagi di ki hum is mubarak mahine ko dekh sake. Ya Allah, taufeeq de de ki hum is mahine mein, is mahine ke din ko raat ko nek aamal mein mashghool ho jaye. Ya Allah, Lailatul Qadr naseeb farma. Ya Allah, Lailatul Qadr naseeb farma. Ya Allah, hame taufeeq de tere kalam ki khoob tilawat kare. Ya Allah, hamare ruku ko qabool farma, sujood ko qabool farma. Allah, hamari duaon ko qabool farma. Allah, hamari duaon ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Allah, jo maa baap pareshan hai aulaad ke silsile mein, Ya Allah, aulaad ko taufeeq de de ke wo maa baap ko raazi kar le. Aulaad ko taufeeq de de ke wo maa baap ko raazi kar le. Aur jinke maa baap hayat nahi hai, Ya Allah, unki qabron ko munawwar farma. Unki qabron ko munawwar farma. Ya Allah, jo pareshan hal hai unki pareshani ko dur farma. Ya Allah, alam mein jahan kahin bhi musalman ho, takleef ho, pareshan ho, Ya Allah, takalif un par ho, Ya Allah, Ramadan ke mahine ki barkat se, Ya Allah, unki pareshani ko dur farma. Ya Allah, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam ki sachi muhabbat naseeb farma, sahabai kiram ajma'in ki muhabbat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, tu hum se razi ho ja. Ya Allah, tu hum se razi ho ja. Ya Allah, tu hum se razi ho ja. Ya Allah, jiske upar qarz ho, Ya Allah, ghaib ke khazane se, Ya Allah, us qarz ko tu ada kar de. Ya Allah, us qarz ko ada kar de. Ya Allah, musalman ke jaan o maal mein barkat de. Musalman ke jaan o maal mein barkat de. Ya Allah, hame tandrusti de. یا اللہ ہمیں تندرستی دے، یا اللہ ہمیں لمبی زندگی دے، یا اللہ ایسی زندگی جس میں تندرستی ہو اور نیک اعمال میں ہم مشغول ہو جائیں، یا اللہ ہمیں متقی بنا دے، مخلصین میں سے بنا دے، ان لوگوں میں سے بنا دے جس کے متعلق آپ نے قرآن کریم میں فرمایا لا خوف علیہم ولا هم یحزنون، کہ دنیا میں ان پر کوئی خوف نہیں اور آخرت میں کوئی غم نہیں۔ یا اللہ ہمیں ان لوگوں میں سے بنا دے، کامیاب لوگوں میں سے بنا دے، متقین میں سے بنا دے۔ وصلی اللہ تعالی على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين۔